This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
And so we woke up this morning to hear that the governor of Rivers State had an order from the court that has said the PDP cannot take any action aimed at suspending or expelling him from the party. It followed an ex parte motion that was filed by the governor. Now, some people think that this move is a jittery move by the governor, as he has said over time that, well, nobody can expel me from the party. And some other people would share the idea that the move is actually what he had planned, looking at the fact that he knows he might, or there might be attempts to expel him. Well, all of this we cannot know. Only he and he alone can tell the reason behind this move. But that's not all. Reports also came in alleging that some members of the Atikpu campaign organization were arrested. The police actually has come out to say, well, that's not the case. The arrest that occurred wasn't with any political undertone, but that was actually something that had to do with the police raiding criminal hideouts. That was from the spokesperson of the Rivers State Police Command, Grace Iringekoko. And if you're going to add to that, the approval that was given for the use of the stadium for the PDP presidential campaign sometime this month, that approval was withdrawn. It was withdrawn by the governor. And the reason he gave was because he said security information came in. And for that reason, well, they had to withdraw the approval. And he even said yesterday while he was speaking in during the PDP campaigns, said, well, as it stands, he doesn't think that they had the capacity to even fill the stadium. So the PCCA of the PDP should be thanking him for even helping them. Otherwise, it would have been an embarrassment. Well, we're going to find out all of this and more from the person in charge of the PDP Presidential Campaign Council in Rivers State. No other person than the spokesperson of that council. He is Lelonu Nwibubasa. Sorry, welcome. Your name is a tongue-twisting one. And thank
very
God.
Simple. Nwibubasa.
Okay, Nwibubasa. Thank you very much. You're welcome.
Thank you.
I'm sure you got some of the breakdown, but where I want us to start off from at the moment is whether or not the excuse that was given by the Rivers State government for withdrawal of that approval to use the stadium for the presidential campaign rally is correct or not, because there were talks about the APC wanting to also use the same venue with you. That was the major thing, aside to security information or alert that the governor mentioned. Any of the things that was said by the governor, are they correct?
Well, it's unfortunate that at a time like this, people who we painstakingly elected as our leaders expected to stand for the truth and be seen as models have failed us completely, and that's the case with the governor of Rivers State, because it's obvious and very clear to everyone in Rivers State that the governor had not in any way hidden his animosity against Atiku Abubakar, presidential candidate. He has said in many fora that let me see how they will come to River State to campaign. And for any reason, I don't know what touched him, and he approved that stadium. And after approving it, we had thought that probably we are getting to the point where there could be some form of convergence. However, in his usual manner of giving and taking, he gave the approval and took back the approval. Like I have said, Governor Wike has a penchant for giving things and taking it back.
What other things has he given and taken?
Oh, yes. In River State, he had accorded His Excellency Sir Celeste Neumeyer his administrative benefits as a former governor of River State, placing his photo in government house and doing all that. And you were in this state when he went back to the same House of Assembly and withdrew all the entitlements and even asked him to pay whatever has been given to him before. You've been in River State where the governor, when the days were good with him and Senator Lee Maiba, he also approved a land property for him and canceled their location when they parted ways. So approving a stadium and withdrawing it is the least thing the governor can do. We know he can even do more.
So what he has said with regards to the information that came into the government,
well,
the mentioning of the APC in the mix of all of that.
That, again, is laughable. There is no way the presidential campaign of the PDP will be holding in River State in conjunction with the APC governorship rally in the same venue. It is completely something you cannot think outside it. It's not possible.
It says reliable sources.
There is no... In fact, that is a lie against our highly respectable intelligence and security agents. Because they said this was an intelligence report. Where would that kind of intelligence report has come from? It is a figment of his imagination to hold on to something to stop us from holding the rally in that venue. There is no relationship between APC in River State and the PDP River State Presidential Campaign Campaign Council, and there can never be.
So the governor wasn't telling the truth, is what you're saying?
He has been misleading Rivers people all this while, all on the basis of people accepting his own fight.
In that case, what can you say, Mr. Wibubasa?
Dr. Wibubasa.
Doctor, the reason why... you think the governor withdrew that service, that approval?
Well, the governor had discovered lately that despite all his efforts at stopping Rivers people from working and voting our presidential candidate, that all his efforts are in vain. Rivers people at the grassroots everywhere, they are in high spirit, including those working with the governor himself. There are two party men that are working with the governor today, and they will do nothing but vote the presidential candidate of their party. That is one right he cannot alienate any true PDP member from. They may work with him, they may have what they do, they may be supporting the other candidates, which all of us do. But the truth about it is, can you also stop them from using their PVC to vote our presidential candidate?
What date was this campaign rally supposed to hold? We were February.
February 11th. That's on Saturday.
When we spoke with a member of the PDP, I think, was it the publicity secretary or a former publicity secretary of the PDP, if I'm not mistaken, talks were on that the PDP could be having its own senatorial campaign rallies on that same day that the PCC intends to have the presidential rally for your party's presidential candidate.
Yeah, it's quite clear that there are three senatorial rallies already fixed for the same day. One will be taking place at the River Southeast Senatorial District headquarters in Bori. Mm-hmm. The other will be taking place in Port Harcourt here, which is the East Senatorial District. And of course, the Rivers West Senatorial
District.
So aren't
you concerned how this could affect your campaign for your presidential candidate? Has the day been shifted from 11th of February?
Well, even though both campaigns were to hold on the same day, the governor would have been shocked to his marrow to see that Rivers people are more ready to reckon with Alhaji Atiku Abubakar than the things he is doing here in the States.
So where now we seeing this campaign? Is it still happening on the 11th, or is there now a new plan because of the withdrawal of the approval?
Yeah, because of the venue, we are a bit constrained to see that we get a more accurate venue, and then if there is any change in date, there's enough time to get to
this people. Accurate venue would also need the approval of the government.
Well, not all venues need his approval.
Well, according to the executive order, so does that mean that you would be looking at using venues that are not owned by the government?
That's what I said, that not all venues will need his approval. I don't need an approval to hold meeting in my house. I can invite any person to my house to have a meeting. It's my right.
Where are we with reconciliation? Because when, like you said, the governor had first given the approval, people thought that the meetings that could be happening, there could be some background meetings between the River State government and the presidential candidate and the campaign council to see how this can be resolved before the election, which is just less than 3 weeks away. Do we still have any of such meetings happening? Are there any sort of meeting point at the moment where these parties are trying to settle what's happening?
Well, if you listen to the campaign... a speech of our national chairman, Senator Yoche Ayew, yesterday in Makurdi, he had said that the room for reconciliation is large enough and the doors are always open. He was calling on other members of the G5, especially the governor of Benue State, in whose state the campaign held yesterday, with a crowd of people in Benue coming to welcome our presidential candidate. So the rooms are always open. A 24-hour window in politics is enough time to hit on a reconciliation.
So anything can happen?
Oh, yes, it can.
It seems as though the focus has been more on the Rivers State governor. And you just mentioned Samuel Otom, governor of Benue State, which brings me to the G5 governors. Many are suggesting that some of the G5 governors may have closed ranks with the presidential candidates of your party.
Well, for now, we can't really say that there's a G5. There could only be a 1G.
So you're implying that the other four yes. Gs are now with the presidential candidate?
I can say that authoritatively that they are working. They are campaigning in their states, and they've never campaigned against Atiku Abubakar. I've seen some of the campaigns of Seyi Makinde in Oyo State, and he said 5-5.
So how many of these, amongst G5, now if we take out the Rivers State governor, we are left with four. How many of these remaining G5 governors are campaigning for the party president?
Like I said, all of them are campaigning. If you go to Enugu State, I watched one of the campaign. The campaign is 5-5. They have never said that they should vote for any other presidential candidate, as we have seen in River State.
Has the River State government mentioned any other presidential candidate that perhaps the party is aware of?
Yes, that's very clear. The governor has said in one of his campaign, either in Okrika or so, and he said, look, people were expecting me to call the television and tell them who they are going to vote for, but I have already given instruction to my local government chairman and all my lieutenants. And of course, it's clear, meetings were held at local government levels, and clearly, even candidates of PDP that are running election on the platform of the party for House of Rep and Senate spoke clearly to the people that they should vote Ahmed Bola Tinubu for president. That has been said. So, but I just feel that the governor had not the courage to say it himself, even after he has said that he will say it to all Nigerians. That's what he said, that I'm going to tell all Nigerians my presidential candidate in January, and I'll campaign with him in the 36 states. And of course, he couldn't do that, unfortunately. And so I'm still hopeful that for him not to have said it from his mouth, there's still room to accept him back
to
his fold.
We're not members of the PDP, and we wouldn't know when this meeting held or what was said, but you are saying that the APC presidential candidate is whom the governor has instructed
people
of the party to support. Is that why perhaps there are talks about anti-party activity and suspension of the governor from the party? Was that the information that must have led to that conversation, and why perhaps we heard this morning that the court has ordered your party not to in any way, shape or form attempt?
Well, clearly, if you have followed the activities of my party, never has the National Working Committee or the national chairman of our presidential candidate impute any form of evil doing or wrongdoing in terms of anti-party, neither through letters or by action, on the governor of River State. So whatever you see the governor is doing, shopping for court orders today, is clearly presumptuous. And it also goes a long way to say that for the governor to be running for judicial asylum, so to speak, it is clear that he must have noticed that there's somewhere he has gone wrong against the laws of his party.
It brings us to think, because one of the major complaints of the governor was that, okay, he had said there was an agreement and Ayew must go. And the fact that he believes that the South doesn't have a stake in the party. Is any of these correct? Is it something that is being looked into or talked about within your party? The demands made by the governor and what he has said. Is what he has said true or not?
Well, I think we've moved past that long ago, but let me...
Just to clarify.
Let me...
Because that's still the mantra at the moment.
Well,
we cannot be second-class citizens.
Well, that mantra has lost every savor that it could. It carried earlier. It is clear now that the governor of River State is fighting a selfish fight. It's about him. For him to even direct people to vote Ahmed Bola Tinubu tells us the level of selfishness that the governor has exhibited. If it was about the South, if it was about the people here, then I don't see that coming. Why didn't he even choose the Labour Party candidate if that was the case? So it's clearly a selfish fight. It's not about South marginalization. Today, in the structure of PDP, you have the presidential candidate coming from the North and the national chairman coming from the North.
Why should you expect that if he chose the Labour Party candidate to make more sense?
No. When if he's talking about real Southern interests and marginalization and justice, because if you are talking about justice, Olusegun Obasanjo, who is from the Southwest, has been president of the Federal Republic of Nigeria. So if you want to talk about recognition of zones in terms of power sharing, the Southeast and the Northeast are the only two geopolitical region that has not produced president, where Atiku Abubakar is coming from and where Peter Obi and the rest are coming from. So why choose a Bola Tinubu where we've already had an Obasanjo who came from there? So you can see that talking about fairness, the governor has lost bearing on what fairness is.
All right, we'll go for a very short commercial. We have a few seconds on this. I'm sure, listener, you'd have loads of questions to ask. The WhatsApp portal is open. Send your WhatsApp messages to 0809-030-6416. Again, 0809-030-6416. That is the WhatsApp number. And you can also get in touch with us on Facebook and Twitter. We are live on Facebook and Twitter. Join in on the conversation at Nigeria Info PH on Facebook and at Nigeria Info PH on Twitter. You can watch, listen live, and also drop your comments. So, yes, start dropping in those questions. When we return after the break, we are going to take your contributions and hear your opinion. Stay tuned.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station. 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Amapu, in COVID-19 dream at Tanga, Moku in the Tinki Kalamet and Rimero. COVID-19 will be my pan and Jera Semabuni, Tomapu Panka. Mokina Kikanga anywhere in COVID-19 dream at Tanga Mute, Trasakala and Ninka and Tayari, COVID-19 dream. Amiete will be me, Dasan, Ayoju. COVID-19 dream and get prayer upon me, Mafasila ten alconagarapo, Furotirim and do prayer. I will make the remet and Tame, in Ketera, our man, Moku in Rome, Okumusu no Kralatawome. Amiete no Jew, Krekro bin Abuf Cambia, Mia La. Briao, Kinibakom, and Dwabramen Abuf Cambia. Moko Munam Dirimeta wa du game covenantin drio in Kawameta and Dime. In Antanga in Migiba, Drimoju, Bufkama, and Piki Bakwako na Mekore. Ibe yeke wana gulambe, mean palabi mercy. 0806914-9905. Meke me make on a prarapo and a River State Primary Head Board.
Beyond extraordinary, owning a smartphone with a distinctive retractable portrait lens camera on an eco-friendly back cover designed with a sleek cinema-like mute smooth screen, a super fast charge battery and PC-level large memory. Go for the new Tecno Phantom X2 today and get a free Phantom Razor toothbrush or a trolley travel case. Also enjoy 24 months warranty, 100 days broken screen warranty and free data on a 5G network for up to 12 months. Hurry now to select retail stores while offer lasts. T's and T's apply. Techno, stop at nothing.
That's time to take over 2023. When the righteous rule, the people rejoice. Another opportunity is here again for Rivers people to elect a government that will ensure security, prosperity, employment, empowerment, justice, fairness, and equity. For all that we desire for a better life, vote Senator Magnus Abe for governor. Vote Captain Sunday Nwankwo for Rivers East Senatorial District. Honorable Vincent C. Solomon for HUC. Onyeche Omuma Federal House Representative, Honorable Uloma Onyeche for River State House of Assembly, Eche Constituency 1, and Honorable Thank God Uche Nwokuga for State House of Assembly, Eche Constituency 2. Vote for the SDP candidate, our vote for a better River State. This is powered by Eche SDP Media Team.
Rivers people, the race for the next governor of River State is on and only months away. Therefore, we must listen to the candidates as they share their vision, ideas, and agenda on how to improve River State in governance, social development, security, economy, human capital development, infrastructure, job creation, and many more. With the people, come February 19th, the gubernatorial candidates will face off in a debate. Brace yourself, sharpen your senses, and listen wisely as they share their position and public policies. Rivers Governorship Debate is brought to you by the Rivers Debate Group and Nigeria Info FM, Port Harcourt. Rivers Governorship Debate. Let's go there.
We are back. This is your number one talk station, Nigeria Info.
All right, and yes, we are live on Facebook and Twitter. Again, go on there at Nigeria Info PH and be a part of the conversation. You can also get to ask your questions and drop your contributions there at Nigeria Info PH on Facebook and on Twitter. The WhatsApp number is 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416 is the WhatsApp number. We're going to take a few of your questions and contributions. In case you're wondering, my guest is the spokesperson of the PDP Campaign Council in Rivers State, Dr. Nwigu Basa. And we've been having conversations, and he has said made certain comments for those of us who've been wondering who the Rivers State governor and members of the PDP in the state, some of them would want to support if we are going to go back to what the governor had said last year. Well, he says what's on ground is that the APC presidential candidate is the one that wants that would get that support. Well, I'm pretty sure we're going to get a response from the PDP here in Rivers State to that statement. But if you're wondering, well, now you know. There's still more to talk about. But first, let's get on to WhatsApp. I'm sure you have a lot to say here. Let's see some of your messages. This one says, good morning. It's not true that Northeast has not produced president. Let Sani Abacha hail from Borno. That was a military era, so...
Kanu
is from Kanu. So regardless, even if it was, let's assume it was. Well, that's from the military era. We were looking at democracy. Because if that was the case, then Obasanjo wouldn't have come back again. Because when he was in the military era, he was once head of state. Sure. I've counted that as well. This one says the governor is selfish and fighting a personal fight. This aside, choosing Tinubu over Obi is a clear indication that the governor is seeking self-relevance and not South-South interest, as he claims. This one says, Doc, good morning, Doc. His Excellency Atiku Abubakar will be the next president. Well, Nigerians will decide. Rivers people, don't allow anyone denying you the opportunity of registering your names and vote. This is Eje Elijah Pascal. Another person says, Wike has exposed his weakness and political hate for Atiku Abubakar and the PDP. He has clearly shown that he's not a true party man. Our vote shall be reserved. This one says, good morning. What happened in APC campaign yesterday, Muma, is internal crisis. This doesn't concern this conversation. North Central has not produced president as well. Okay, we can make a case for that one too. But then they don't have anybody that's from any of the political parties at the moment that's flying a flag. So you're only left with Southeast and Northeast at the moment. Okay, the phone lines are open now. We can also get to hear from you, 070-0923-0923. That is the number to call, 070-0923-0923. Let's hear what your thoughts are while we wait on your calls. Very interesting was something the police had said. Arrest of over 30 persons. since on Sunday. The police spokesperson says that, well, that arrest was has nothing to do with politics. It's more about trying to flush out criminals from their hideouts. But some other reports are alleging that those 30 persons were members of the Atiku support organization. Well, you are the spokesperson of the campaign council in Rivers State. The police statement and what they have said, well, how much truth is in it?
Well, while the police is trying to defend their action to hinge their arrest on whatever concocted stories they have said, the governor himself has gone out less than 24 hours to betray them by giving a broadcast yesterday and congratulating the police for fishing out cultists and all that. And that it was going to encourage them to do more to ensure that more cultists are fished out and that this state is kept safe. So police, please, why you are saying that those people were arrested because they are suspected cultists, the governor of Rivers State in his address to the people has already said it all. So it is political. There's no way the police can color this. There's no color you can give to arresting people around an area where they were going for a meeting. This arrest was randomly done on a street because they had an information that the Atiku support organization, one of the support groups of our presidential candidate, were to hold a meeting there. And out of the over 30 that was arrested, 21 arraigned are members of the Atiku support group. So how do you put that? And the governor said in his address that most of the support groups are cult groups who said they are, you know, and it baffles me that we have this number of cultists in Rivers State.
Let's get this right. So the statement you're saying, they're saying that members of the support group were also cult members and that's why the police went there. That's what the police is saying.
Yes.
So are the members of the support group actually court group members? Or where did the police...
They alleged the court will decide, but they are not. But let's state this clearly. What I was trying to say is, if today I heard the governor addressing President Muhammadu Buhari that he cannot fight corruption in 3 months through the Naira redesign. Mm. And I'm wondering how the governor governed a state for 8 years. And then he's just coming to realize that there is so much court people in River State. That's an indictment on his administration. That if truly there are so many court groups who are now army of courts to be used by politicians for this election, you failed in providing them employment. And that's why they are in courts. And you failed in providing security. That's why there's so much courtism in River State. So that's an indictment on him as the governor of River State. But I want to state clearly that the arrest that happened on Sunday has nothing to do with cultism. That is only a cloak that people are wearing and the governor is carrying as a way of witch hunting members of the support groups for Atiku Abubakar.
Let's
River
get
State.
On to the phone lines first. Stanley's in Transamadi. We'll start off with you, Stanley. Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome.
Good morning. Good morning to your guests.
Good morning.
I think the doctor is informing Nigeria. There has not been anything before that the government of River State has mentioned the said presidential candidate. And him coming on air to make such claims, I think it's not in the right direction. Too many persons will not see that line and say, yeah, the governor of River State has made the statement to their president. So I think the doctor should start that statement. There is no information online regarding that the government has made. Yes. Thank you.
All right, thank you, Stanley. But then that puts us in a situation because the governor repeatedly has said he didn't say he was going to call cameras or anybody to say this, but then he has said in campaign grounds that he would direct, he has your people, the leaders will talk to you. I have told them who to vote for. So it means that only members of the PDP.
You are answering Stanley directly.
I'm trying to respond to Stanley so I can get him. So only members of the PDP would know who whoever the governor has told the leaders to tell them to vote for. We wouldn't have that information, and it means that information would never be in public space unless you're a member of the PDP or by one affiliation or the other. Somebody in the PDP tells you, and then, Stanley, you are clear now
on what has been said, because yes, the governor has openly said, I have given the directive already.
And the second part, if you heard us, that's what I was asking. We know that as it stands, it means that the PDP has factions in Rivers State. Is that the case? Because if some people who support the presidential candidate are not on the same page with the leader of the party in the state, who is the governor, does that mean that there's a divide in the PDP?
Well, the PDP is a national party, like I always say.
At least in Rivers State.
No, for Rivers State. Well, PDP is one PDP. The interests may differ, but clearly I cannot say that the PDP is a divided party.
So does that mean that when the governor gave this instruction to the leaders, then every other person gets to know about it as well?
Well, whatever instruction the governor has given, like we have said, is quite personal to him. And like I've said earlier, even the closest lieutenants to him will vote Atiku Abubakar. They may only listen to his directives, but he cannot direct their PPCs.
Because the idea would be for us to find out how you would arrive at the information. Was it that maybe one of the lieutenants of the
No. I've stated clearly I arrived at the information. I'm a party man. We have all the party structures from the state to the local government to the ward. And when meetings are called, even though they may not call you because they know your obvious stance, they will manufacture people from Mars and from the moon to come for those meetings. And directives are given, so they take it to the grassroots and to the units, which is the lowest, the grassroots. Yes. And so this information comes back. Like in my LGA, it was clear. The council chairman called people and told them clearly in clear terms that they are voting Ahmed Bola Tinubu for president. And people came back and said, look, this is what we are told today. Some people even reacted right in that meeting that, this one no go work, you know. So it is clear, apart from that, there were media reports credited to our very Ikwele local government chairman, who said that people will vote Tinubu. But apart from that, let's focus on the governor himself. He has said it clearly that Rivers people will not vote Atiku Abubakar, that they won't vote somebody that does not love Rivers State. And he also said directive has been given on who they are going to vote. And he asked the crowd, do you people not know the person we are voting? And they said they know. So if Stanley is sitting in Transamadi and does not arm himself with this information and now feels that Dr. Wim Bubasa, who is clearly stating that facts that are on the ground to the people, is the one misleading River State, I think, Stanley, you need to get more information for
Prince
yourself.
From Rumalumeni, good morning.
Andrew, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Yes, Andrew, I want to advise your guest to stop misinforming the public. And I want to tell him that they should stop cheating. They should wait. We are already waiting for them at the pool.
Are you a PDP member? Prince.
Confine one.
So what is the instruction? What is the instruction given now? Because the governor said he has given the instruction.
And we know who to vote. We are not coming here to make it public. We are waiting for that people. Let them come and test their popularity. I think they are supporting Atiku. They should come. We are waiting for them. It's very unfortunate that a medical doctor has turned himself to an errand boy coming to talk to the governor anyhow in the studio.
All right, Prince, thank you very much. So we'll have to end the call now before you begin to speak out of terms. Thank you, Prince. So you don't continue speaking out of terms. I think we should end that now. This one says, if there's one PDP, would the PR Atiku Group vote the state gubernatorial candidate being pro Wike side have said they won't vote the party presidential candidate. So that brings us to this. We know that in Rivers State, the PDP has a candidate for governor. And if the PDP in Rivers State, led by the governor, has said, well, they're not voting for the presidential candidate. Now, you're part of the PDP, in quote, who is in support of the presidential candidate of the party, will they vote for the governorship candidate of the PDP in Rivers State?
Those in support of the presidential candidate of the PDP cuts across both that are pro-Wike and those that are pro-Atiku. So there are true party men. And then for me and for the Presidential Campaign Council, it's clear we have never at any time in any publication, in any fora, denied the fact that the candidate of the PDP for the governorship is Sim Fubara. We've not denied that.
But you've not denied it. But, I mean, even the governor has not denied that Atiku Abubakar is the candidate
and so
of the
PDP. We are, but we, the problem we are
is, are you campaigning for him?
We are PDP, and PDP will vote 5-5 come the elections of 25th February and that of March. So there is no gainsaying about where a true PDP man will vote.
By 5-5, you mean all the PDP candidates?
Oh, yes,
because we have the G5. I wanted to be sure.
No, not G5. We are talking about all the candidates to the House of Assembly. That's where we stand.
All right, JJ from Rumokoro, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew.
You're welcome.
And let me greet your guests in the studio. Yesterday, Atiku was in Benue. You talked about that there's no G5 anymore. That what you have now is G1. First question, who brought Tom at that rally yesterday? And why do you think he was not there if there's G1 or G5? That is one. You talked about justice. That if there's justice, and it's justice that Governor Wike is talking about, that he would have chosen Peter Obi instead of Yatiwaju. You said he chose. Why don't you also think that a northerner in the person of Muhammadu Buhari will be leaving office on May 29, and you are also supporting another northerner to take over? So where is the justice in what you're doing right now? Thank you very much, JJ.
Okay, all right. I think you want to respond to JJ, or you want us to listen to another caller first? Let's get Daniel from Transamadi. I think you respond to both. Good morning.
Good morning.
Daniel, you're welcome.
For me, I think my only comment is not really a question.
Go ahead.
The police should be the one to answer this question. If police say that it's not political, what it is? Because as far as I'm concerned, all this whole thing is politics. And if Governor Wike say he's fighting for the South, he's fighting for himself. I will repeat it, for himself, purely for himself. If he did not lose BDP ticket, will he fight for the South? If you say you're fighting for the South, your closest neighbor here, just as you get admitted, is the one you will support. But I said it, if you think that the APC will win in the National and the River State, then PDP to win in the governorship election, this election is I support me, I support you. When you support, if you do not support the one anything, the movement I belong to, then you will receive a riot vote. That I am very sure you will receive in River State. Thank you very much.
Thank you. All right, so let's start off with JJ saying, well, you have said, I mean, the populace saying is evil comes to equity must come with clean hands. And if you've said that the governor, well, isn't being fair if he's preaching fairness, because then why wouldn't he support the Southeast who hasn't
well,
faced before?
Why
would you support a northerner when already a northerner is leaving? That would not be fairness in his
clearly, you have a party, and party decides their own affairs. APC and PDP are two different platforms. And if the APC had fielded a presidential candidate from the north after Buhari, then you'll be talking about that issue.
But there's the issue of national interest, not just party now. But
no, we are coming. That's clear. So you won't say because Buhari has done 8 years and then we want to vote Atiku Abubakar to continue from there. Now, this whole thing revolves around the agitations of the governor of River State. And then all these people were members of the party when the party sat and did a zoning arrangement. Utom, that he has mentioned, was the chairman of that zoning arrangement for the presidential ticket. And they agree that this ticket be thrown open.
They agree, because the question would be, the initial agreement was to ensure that everything goes to the South, but it would, I mean, the reports were some people in the party did not want it to just be zoned to the South, they wanted it to be open. So those people who did not agree, because the Committee of Autumn was set up to try and reconcile all these people to agree on this thing being...
No, it was not a reconciliatory committee. The Autumn Committee was a committee that was to decide on the presidential zoning system.
Exactly, but it was because because we had people who did not agree with it being zoned to one part.
Wait, Andrew, let's finish with the question.
That would mean that there were people in the party who perhaps felt it wasn't necessary to zone this ticket to one region of the country, but they wanted it to be open and let everybody contest. And that was what the committee Autumn was in was trying to say, shall we do it this way or this way until eventually
now, at that, open. At so that point,
those
this
people
is...
who disagreed were in the party who disagreed and wanted it to be left open. Don't they have the interest of the nation with, I mean, knowing that certain other regions haven't produced governors?
No, no, who are the people that wanted it open? That's the question. Because at the end of the day, if it were thrown open, was there any meeting by the southern part of the party to say, look, even though this is thrown open, can we midwife a consensus around the south and let's get this ticket? Everybody threw in their hat. Everybody contested the election, meaning that you've accepted whatever the committee said and you are working by the dictates of the party. You participated in the election and then you lost.
But the governor has said that Okowa, who is the governor of Delta State, was the person who called the meeting in Asaba that even led to the removal of the former...
Well, I don't want us to go into all that. These things have been overtaken by event. The background is you are bringing up now does not, because if you said the governor said, we know what was clear. When they met in Asaba, it was not a PDP governor meeting. It was southern governors.
Yeah, it was because they wanted a southerner to emerge as the candidate.
And because
the
political environment is dynamic. At the end of the day, even in the APC, both northerners and southerners contested the election too.
But there was an agreement to produce one candidate from the south.
But what I'm saying is, if you came out from a southern governors forum meeting and said power should go to the south, we had northern governors, we had southern governors, we had APC and we had PDP. Yes. In the APC itself, both the north and the south contested the election. There are APC governors in the north that contested for the presidency. Am I not correct? In the PDP, same happened. So where do you now stand on a southern governor's arrangement that before the election was no longer holding water?
Okay. Well, JJ, I'm pretty sure your question's answered. Emmanuel from Rumor Lumeni, let's hear from you quickly. Good morning.
Good morning, my brother. Good morning to the guests in the studio.
Go ahead.
Well, I'll be talking as an ordinary man, not a politician. First, I think there is a mix-up where, personally, I'm not getting it. Every party has their constitution. I don't know what leads to suspension in a political party of a member. I think anti-party activity should be one of them. And when some people have been brainwashed in believing that the quest of a man is the right thing to do, being overrided by the activities of the national, I think it's a very, very big thing of concern to us, ordinary man in Nigeria and in River State. If a man will come out and take responsibilities that whatever that is happening, that they will resist it, I don't know what else that you want.
Hello.
Also, if you're a political party leader and you're telling your people in the state that this very candidate that should be your head and the national, that you're not going to do anything about that, what indirectly and what stops CDP from the onset from suspending and taking action against it? So is there that there is some things that the national is hiding that is restraining or stopping them from taking over his actions that has brainwashed a lot of people. A lot of people have been brainwashed. Can see the people's reaction. A lot of political talks everywhere. And at the end of the day, that same man will still come up to talk to people over plots that people are plotting to do. Meanwhile, there is a lot going on that he said he has
Emmanuel, thank you very much. Let's get over to Chima and Orazi. I think you made your point already. Chima, good morning.
Good morning, Andrew.
Yeah, quickly, straight to the point.
Yeah, let me greet again the studio.
Good morning.
Let me actually thank him for his courage to speak the truth. Now, Andrew, when we talk about a fight for governor, we all know, we who are Rivers, we know that governor is not fighting the interest of Rivers State, neither the South South in general. Now, Andrew, let me take you back to the statement of Bauer. Bauer told us that there was a plan to microzone the presidency to Southeast, that Wike was the person who frustrated the plan because he knew that he was going to win. He was sure of himself. Now, Andrew, Secondus was the chairman of PDP. You understand? Wike frustrated his tenure. So, what are we talking about? And lastly, why are PDP members not coming out boldly, just as the governor said, that they were going to, the person they are going to vote for presidency, why are they hiding? You understand? If you do your stand, if you know the candidate you are going to vote for, come out boldly. There is no need to stand. You understand? Then finally, Andrew, Sipiokom, let me call on IG to redeploy him because he's causing crisis in River State. If he continues to arrest people who lovely gathered, as guaranteed by the Constitution, you are arresting them, tagging them, cutting. I think you are being a tool in the hand of the governor. The governor is using it anyhow.
So all right, Chima. Thank you very much, Chima from Arazi. Let's take a few messages on Facebook and then we come to get your conclusion, Dr. Wubibasa. Spencer Warika says, why did the governor go ahead to contest the primary when the ticket was thrown open, knowing fully well his fight for Southern candidates? Thank God Ability says, the man in your studio cannot galvanize votes for Atiku Abubakar and River State. The man in your studio is not popular in this state and I wonder how he will galvanize votes. Michael Oyigbogbaye says, I've pondered on the wrangling between the state government and Atiku support group here for some time now, and I'm tempted to think that the more the governor tries to thwart the campaign of the other parties and groups, the more he popularizes them, especially Atiku. So let Atiku Okowa team just let the wrangling continue so there is basis to talk more about these candidates and indirectly drive the campaigns forward. Those giving the impressions of support of a governor are sycophants. They won't vote according to his dictate. After all, we have suffered. Michael, okay, I think it was the same message you sent earlier, Spencer. And then on WhatsApp, this one says, I'll just take one more, one from WhatsApp. Livinus Njoku from HS says, the PDP should now know the stand of the governor of River State. As politicians, they should know what to do to him. However, of the truth, the state police commanders acted in a suspicious manner for arresting those people, considering the body language instead broadcast of the governor. All right, we're already running out of time, less than 2 minutes. So tell us now what the issue is. Is there any is the party considering any anti-party move to tackle what the PDP is doing if they're aware that there have been instructions to ask people to vote?
Clearly, let me say it once again. We are so blessed with a presidential candidate who, in all his character and feature, he has shown that he's a true unifier. The PDP is not one party carrying hammer looking for whose head to hit. Our presidential candidate, Alhaji Atiku Abubakar, is a true unifier and has been patient to see how he can bring everybody to the table. Like I've said earlier in my statement, that a 24-hour period is large enough to forge unity in a party and move in a particular direction.
Okay.
It is not because the constitution of the party has not been breached by certain individuals.
10 seconds.
But we know that we have an election on the 25th of February, and that's our focus.
Dr. Wubibasa, thank you very much for your time. My name is Ifeyemi Andrew. Hello, Port Harcourt is next. You can rewatch the conversation on Facebook and Twitter at Nigeria Info PH.